Shadow of Fu Manchu. Based on the stories by Sax Rohmer.
Nayland Smith and Petrie are on board a French destroyer searching for the yacht Lola. Petrie's wife, Carame, arrives in Monte Carlo. Informed by wire of her husband's death, she goes to the Hospital de Jardin, where she learns from the nurse, Sister Therese, that Petrie is alive. Together with the nurse, Carame contacts Captain Dubois, and guarded by police, the two women await Dr. Petrie's return in the latter's hotel room. They are surprised by a visit from Paolo Sui, who demands that Carame send Paul Sterling and Florette, the insidious doctor's chosen bride, to Cairo, where they'll be comparatively safe. Suddenly, the sound of weird drums is heard, and Paolo Sui leaves. Then, while the drums are still beating...
The drums, Sister Therese, they are still beating. Sister Therese!
Carame!
Oh, James, my dear.
Oh, thank heaven you're safe. We're in time, Petrie.
Nayland Smith, it seems that there's danger whenever we meet.
Yes, Carame, and the danger's not over. Please tell me what happened.
Paolo Sui was here.
What?
She left not 2 minutes before you arrived.
That cry we heard, Nayland.
Yes, we heard it too, dear. It must have been Paolo Sui.
Who's this woman on the floor?
Sister Therese fainted when she heard it.
Sister Therese? What was she doing here?
I met her at the hospital, and she insisted on coming here with me.
Here, Petrie, help me lift her off the bed. Now, look after her. I'm going to search the hotel. Great Scott, Petrie, look.
Huh? What is it?
A dacoit.
We heard his warning cry. He was Paolo Sui's bodyguard. She spoke of him.
He's dead. Go back to the room, Petrie. I'll call Dubois.
You might call the hospital and have them send an ambulance for Sister Therese.
Righto.
Is she all right, James?
Yes, dear. It's her heart, the excitement. Rest and care is all she needs.
Oh, thank heaven. I was afraid she...
My dear, what you must have gone through. When I heard that cry, I feared the worst.
Oh, James, I lived through agonies. When Weymouth's wire came telling me you died, the world stood still.
Oh, my poor darling.
You're alive. That's all that matters.
You must go back, Carame. He knows that you're here and
James, where is Paul Sterling and my sister?
You know?
Paolo Sui told me. I can't believe it. Florette alive.
It's true, dear. There can be no doubt. I saw her while I was held prisoner by Fu Manchu, and for a terrible moment, I thought that you had fallen into his hands. Her resemblance to you is astounding.
But where is she?
We found her on the Lola, a yacht that belongs to Fu Manchu. She and Sterling were on board, but under the influence of drugs. Weymouth is bringing the boat into the harbor. Smith and I hurried by plane when we heard that you had arrived.
Yep. I was right, Petrie. That devil knew I'd follow the yacht.
But what is his purpose?
I wish I knew.
What about your search? Did you find anything suspicious?
Nothing except one of Dubois' men lying unconscious in the next room.
Our guard, Capitaine Dubois, placed him here to guard me.
Why did Farlow Sui come here?
She came to warn me.
Warn you? About what?
She told Caramay about Fleurette, Nayland.
Oh, I see.
She demanded that I take Mr. Sterling and Fleurette to Cairo, where they would be safe.
Petrie, she must have known that we'd find them. Now I'm beginning to understand.
But what...
Don't you see? He hasn't given up hope of recapturing Fleurette.
Then we must send them to Cairo, Nayland.
I don't think they'd be safe even there. Huh? You know the extent of the sea fan. No, Petrie, he wants the girl.
Good Lord, perhaps he was on the yacht.
No, I'm sure he wasn't. They're safe enough for the moment. I contacted Weymouth, and he transferred them to the destroyer.
But what are you going to do?
The minute Weymouth reaches the harbor, Fleurette and Sterling will be taken to the hospital de Jardin. You and Caramay must be there before, and I depend on you both not to leave them alone for an instant.
But aren't you underestimating Fu's resources, Nayland? No doubt he knows of every movement we make.
Ambulance is on its way now to take Sister Therese to the hospital. You can ride along in the car.
But if he's after Fleurette, the hospital seems the most logical place for an attack.
Exactly, Petrie. I'm setting a trap, and we must bait it.
And I fear for Caramay's safety, Nayland.
Oh, you needn't. Remember, his own words were that he meant her no harm. Somewhere along the line, Dr. Fu has made a mistake. I'm sure of it. He never intended to have us find Fleurette and Sterling.
But isn't it possible that he has given us his plans concerning Fleurette?
I don't think so. Follow Sui's visit would mean that she's still trying to prevent her father's marriage. Therefore...
By Jove, Nayland, you're right. But what if you fail?
Then Sterling and Fleurette must be taken to Cairo immediately.
Right.
I chartered a plane in Cairo. It is waiting here at the airport.
Good. Then you can take them, dear.
I am not going to return to Cairo without you, James.
But, my dear, don't you realize the danger?
I do. But it is your life. You interfered too often. And I feel sure that this time he won't spare you.
Well, Weymouth, we can do nothing now until we know that Fleurette and Sterling reached the hospital safely.
What about our prisoner, Smith?
Where is he?
Here on the destroyer, safely locked in the cabin.
Dubois has been instructed to transfer Grisha to the prison.
Frankly, Smith, I admit that I'm baffled.
What do you mean?
I feel that we did exactly what Fu Manchu wanted us to do, and yet the whole thing doesn't make sense.
I know, we're groping in the dark. I only hope that my guess is right. Well, come on, we'll have a talk with Grisha. Perhaps we'll learn something that will clear up this mystery.
Right. Smith, he's gone.
Yes.
Vanished into thin air.
I say, what's this?
A piece of paper.
Remember what he said when we arrested him on the Lola?
Yes, Smith, he said, "My illustrious master does not forsake a faithful servant."
Exactly. It's written here on this piece of paper.
Smith, the same thing happened in London when we placed Alexis under arrest.
I should have been prepared for this, Weymouth.
But what does it mean?
There's no time to be lost. I'm going to the hospital. You must contact Dubois immediately and have him surround the hospital. Tell him to use every precaution. His men must all be well concealed.
I understand.
Instruct the commander of the destroyer to proceed to the bay at Sinclair. He's to stand by there until further notice.
Surely you don't think...
I don't know what to think, Weymouth, but I'm not taking any chances. Join me at the hospital. I'll be somewhere outside the place. Be careful not to show yourself.
Right. Anything more?
Yes. I want everyone leaving the hospital detained. There must be no mistakes.
It would be madness for him to attempt to enter the hospital, Smith.
Perhaps, but he is mad. A mad genius. Pray heaven that tonight we'll see the end of Dr. Fu Manchu.
Smith.
Yes, Weymouth. How many men are placed around the hospital?
Say 40. Dubois is in command.
Splendid. I've been watching here for the last 2 hours, but I haven't seen any signs of police activity.
Well, every precaution has been taken. What about Fleurette and Sterling?
Safely inside. You see those two lighted windows?
Those? Yes.
That's the room. Petrie and Caramay are with them. Keep your eye on those windows, Weymouth. If you see the shades raised and lowered rapidly, blow your whistle. And don't hesitate to shoot.
Right. Where do you go? Smith! A dacoit!
Yes. That was a signal. Steady now, Weymouth. Watch that window. I'm going into the hospital.
James, dear, when will the effect of the drug wear off?
It's difficult to say, Caramay. I've no idea what drug was used, and I don't seem to be able to analyze it correctly.
But there is no danger.
No, no. I'm sure they'll both recover. Look at her, dear. Even with her eyes closed, the resemblance is uncanny.
Yes, there can be no doubt. She is my sister. We must save her, James. I could not bear the thought of losing her again now.
No, I know, dear, I know. She must have the happiness she deserves. Sterling loves her.
I didn't know.
Yes, yes, and I believe that she's very fond of him.
Does Fu Manchu know?
Well, he suspects.
Good Lord. Now I understand Nayland Smith's anxiety.
But, Karame, you don't know what he had intended.
But I do. Fallow Sui told me.
What?
I know that Florette has been trained for a definite purpose. She was to be the bride of Fu Manchu.
Yes. Yes, he desires an heir. A son.
We must save her from that marriage. James, did you hear?
Yes, yes, I did. Where the devil is Smith?
Quickly, Petrie. Help me move this screen around the bed.
But Nayland.
No questions now. There isn't time. Sit next to the window there, Petrie, now. You over here, Karame.
We heard the call of a dacoit, Nayland.
I know I heard it. Now listen. If Dr. Fu Manchu comes in here, you must do nothing until this screen falls over.
Yes?
I'll hide behind it. On that signal, raise and lower that shade.
But
and whatever you do, don't look into his eyes.
I am not afraid.
Good. Now then. Quiet now.
Where's Weymouth, Nayland?
Outside. The place is completely surrounded.
But I don't understand. Do you think that Fu is in the building somewhere?
How far would you think this hospital is from St. Clair de la Roche, Petrie?
Well, not very far, Nayland. Good Lord. You don't think that some of those underground passages reach as far as this?
It's a possibility I don't want to overlook. There are enough men outside to prevent his escape in that direction. The raising of the shade is Weymouth's signal to enter the place.
Oh, I see. But I...
Quiet! Really don't... Listen.
Ah, yes. It's coming from the direction of that closet.
Not a word.
Jeremy!
Shadow of Fu Manchu.